Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, a bit earlier today at the White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders defended President Donald Trump and his decision on Friday in Alabama to stir his base by going after NFL players who don't stand during the national anthem. Here's Sanders.
I think that it's always appropriate for the President of the United States to defend our flag, to defend the national anthem, and to defend the men and women who fought and died to defend it.
And as a reminder, here's exactly what the president said on Friday. Now, a warning, the president used some language that we usually don't air.
We're proud of our country. We respect our flag. Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired!
Well, some players and teams responded on Sunday with even bigger protests. About 30 New England Patriots, including Tom Brady, either knelt or linked arms in solidarity. Some teams refused to take the field at all during the national anthem. Here's Miami Dolphins safety Michael Thomas. He spoke to reporters yesterday about why he protested what the president had to say.
Yeah, I took it personally, but at the same time, like I said in my Twitter post, it's bigger than me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bigger than me. I got a daughter. She's going to have to live in this world. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to do whatever I got to do to make sure, you know, she can look at my dad, look at her dad and be like, hey, you did something, you tried to make a change. You feel me?
Well, let's get some response from across the board, including from you. What do you think about the protest? What do you think about what the president had to say? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. If you were at Gillette to watch the Patriots, what did you make of what happened there? Again, 800-423-8255. Joining us now is WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Hi, Shira.
Hello, Meghna.
Also with us is Matt Light. Matt was an offensive lineman for the Patriots from 2001 to 2011, a member of three Super Bowl championship teams. Matt Light, welcome to you.
Hello, hello.
It's really great to have you. Shira, first of all, let me start with you and just give us sort of a roundup about what happened around the league this weekend on Sunday.
Well, basically, you had all teams showing their solidarity or basically showing that they were not going to stand for what Trump had said in one way or another. Some teams decided to all lock arms along the sideline. Some players in small groups knelt along the sidelines. You also had some players raising fists. And then there were the Seattle Seahawks and the Tennessee Titans who actually spent while the national anthem was playing, they stayed inside the locker room. So there were a variety of protests, silent protests during the singing of the national anthem in arenas across the country. And players said it was a show of unity as well as a show that they would not be disrespected by President Trump.
Okay. And so, Matt, after watching the demonstration at the Pats game yesterday, how did you feel about it?
Well, I was very disappointed, and I was disappointed because I was standing in a room in a luxury box at the stadium with a SEAL Team 6 member and the widow of a SEAL Team 6 member, as well as a 91-year-old veteran who served this country for 10 years. And I'll tell you, it was a much different tone in that room. And I think that what we need to do is have real conversations regarding what it is we're talking about, because for the men that were in that room and the women that were in that room, it wasn't about racism. It was about respecting our country. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a much different conversation than the one that some people want to lead others down.
Well, so Matt, tell me more about what they were saying, because I'm seeing, look, the United States military is huge. Millions of members, people connected to the military. So there's no one opinion here. Because I've been also seeing people, you know, members of the military, family members speaking out saying, you know, my mother or my father, my brother or sister or myself, we served in order to protect people's right in America to have their say on what they have to say. And in fact, they, in that sense, we're feeling very supportive of Colin Kaepernick and others who choose not to stand during the anthem.
Well, listen, we can talk about the ones or twos, but I'll tell you, there were about 70,000 people that were on their feet in that stadium and didn't respect, you know, what these guys were doing. And here's why. Our country stands for honor and freedom and sacrifice and respect. And there's nothing that signifies that more than the time that we take, the very little time that we take as Americans, when there's a traditional moment, like at a football game, to start it off, where we sing the national anthem and we stand and we salute the flag, or we put, you know, a hand across our chest. That is something very important in this country that we can't lose sight of. Now, listen.
Hey, I totally agree with you about the things that are represented in that flag. But when you said freedom, does that not include the freedom to be critical of things that actions, systems that are very harmful to some Americans?
Well, I would challenge you to this. If that's your train of thought, at what point could you not get creative enough to do it in another way that doesn't involve disrespecting millions of Americans that serve their country? At what point can you not? I mean, to me, it's almost the same as the F word being used in comedies. Can they not come up with something better? Can they not be a little bit more creative? These guys have an unbelievable platform. I was in the locker room for 11 years. I know how passionate these guys are about different things, including things that affect them on a very personal level. And they have the ability to talk and voice their concerns and say things at a number of different times throughout the week, throughout the year, and people will listen. And I hope that they have those real conversations, because we need that
yes.
in this country.
Great point. Shira, come on in back in here.
And if I were to just kind of summarize what some of the players were saying, because the players did note that they meant no disrespect to the military, and they did acknowledge they have this tremendous platform to address social injustice and racial inequality, but the problem is no one is listening, and they felt that, or that they aren't listening close enough, and they felt that this was the biggest and best platform they could use, the national anthem protest. Plus, in a way, President Trump instigated this on Friday night by his words at the Alabama rally, and they felt that they needed to take some immediate action and really show the president basically that they were not going to be disrespected. And more than that, that they were not going to have their words twisted, because I think what's important is, yes, people are portraying this as a disrespect to the military, and some military members may have felt disrespected. But the statements that have been released by teams as well as by individual players such as Devin McCourty, who plays for the Patriots, Devin McCourty has said, listen, I meant no disrespect to the military. I have family in the military. And there have been not one, not two, but several, maybe even a dozen players who have come out and said, listen, I have family members in the military. There's nobody I respect more and think does a better job and is more fearless and brave in protecting our freedoms than the servicemen and women of this country. And you should not conflate, misconstrue what was done here today during the national anthem as in any way disrespect of the military.
Hey, Matt, so well, what, what's
can,
your, yeah, go ahead.
This much, though. Yeah. I can promise you this much, that the military men and women that I was at least in a room with that have credentials that speak for themselves don't really care if you start out with all due respect, okay? Because respect is something that's earned. Respect isn't just given, right? I stress to you that if the President of the United States says that standing and saluting the flag is important to show respect to the men and women who serve this country and what we stand for, if you want to turn that into a racist remark, I think you're out of your mind, and I think you're completely off base. Again, this conversation isn't about race. This isn't black and white. These are actions. If you choose to act a certain way, knowing that you're going to be upsetting a lot of people, and you know that there's another way to do it, and there are plenty of ways to do it. Do it with your time. Do it with your resources. Actually get out there and have a message. If they would have said, I'm taking a knee because I believe in this, they didn't all do that. You know that. I know that. They don't have a platform unless they truly speak to what it is they believe in. And that's what needs to happen. And that's what I encourage. And I hope that that is what comes out of this.
So, Matt, let me say, I hear your passion. And I think your point about the platform that NFL players and the voice that they have is an excellent point. But I really struggle when I hear you say that you don't think this is about racism, because I think it is. I mean, what the president of the United States has a 2-year-long history of making issues out of this whenever African-Americans speak out. You know, he himself disrespected the military during his campaign when he said, hey, I know better than the generals how to solve the problem in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, that's disrespectful. He's never served a day in his life. So I just feel like there's so much that's being heaped on top of things here. But do you really think that race isn't part of the issue here?
Well, I can tell you this much. Again, it wasn't race wasn't any part of the equation when it comes to the men and women that were in that suite that I stood with.
Yeah,
I don't ever hear it. Look, racism has been a part of America way before Donald Trump. If you guys want to keep going back to Trump and that's the platform and that's what you want to hang your hat on.
Well, I'm only going back to it because he's the president of the United States right now.
He is the president of the United States. And the president of the United States made a very simple, very straightforward comment that kneeling for the flag disrespects the men and women that serve this country. I don't need to defend President Trump. I don't agree with how he does a lot of things that he does. I'm not the president, and I don't want to be the president. But he is, and he made a very clear statement that had nothing to do with race.
Shira, what's your thought?
Well, I just think one of the things, and I'll go back to what some of the players were saying post-game, both black and white, that as a group they felt disrespected by when President Trump effectively called those who protested, quote unquote, son of a bitch, end quote. So what they were saying is here he is so quick to condemn NFL players for the silent protests they were holding during national anthems, and yet it takes him forever to condemn white supremacists and neo-Nazis. And that was part of the problem, and quite frankly, part of the reason that some players said they were going to either take a knee or link arms or raise a fist to basically combat what Trump had said.
That's Shira Springer, WBUR Sports and Society reporter. We're also joined today by Matt Light, former New England Patriot as well. We got a lot of calls here, so let's take a couple of them. I'll roll through them as quickly as possible. Brendan's calling from Framingham. You're on the air, Brendan. Hello, Brendan, you there? All right, let's go to Beverly. Rama's calling from Beverly. You're on the line.
Yes, hi, and thank you for taking my call. I get goosebumps when I hear the national anthem. I stand up even if I'm watching it at my house. I sometimes cry. But I will fight tooth and nail for those guys' right to kneel and to express their opinion. They have been dissed so bad that Trump did call them SOBs. Okay, Matt? Sure, I agree with everything you're saying. Matt, I think you got blinders on. I think you're way off base. You know, a lot of African-American people, a lot of African-American football players, and I think you got blinders on. It's really got me going here. I think we really have to really, really respect their right. And those people sitting with you in that booth should have been thanking them, should have been acknowledging them, because they fought for that right. They didn't fight go kill people. They fought for the right for us to be free. Okay, and they're expressing their freedom. They're expressing their right. They've been dissed by President Trump. Cops have been killing black people all over the country. That's what they're protesting. It's nothing, nothing, nothing to do with the military. Matt, you're way off base.
Rama, thank you for your call. Matt, you want to respond?
Yeah, listen, again, I encourage you that if you want to do something to make a difference in the world, go out and do something. If you want to talk about other people doing things the wrong way, go out and do something. If you want to affect real change, get off the couch and off your social media platforms and stand up for something. Because taking a knee to just join the group hasn't done anything yet. I mean,
it's gotten us all to talk about it at the very least. We're all talking.
Yeah, you're right. We are talking about it. And listen, we've been talking about things for a long time. I'm sure that President Obama talked about stopping all the violence in Chicago with all the rest of his politicians for a long time. Has it happened yet? No. Let me tell you what does work, okay? Because I have dedicated myself to helping young people. And obviously, race doesn't come into the equation. And I get up every day with a mission to do my part to give back. Maybe your part isn't the same. Maybe you do it financially. Maybe you do it by being there and comforting other people. But I'm going to tell you what, if you just want to talk about it, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. My actions speak very loudly. My record is very clear. I have a great conscience. What I'm talking about is not about race. What I'm talking about is paying respect to the men and women who have given up their lives. If your agenda is more important than that, then you are the one that's off base. And I promise you it is not me, and I have more Americans that can stand for that than anybody that will call into NPR to have a conversation about talking about our feelings instead of getting up and actually doing something.
So, Matt, look, I hear you completely. And first of all, I want to say that I am utterly grateful that you are on with us to talk. But I just would ask that you don't make any presumptions about folks listening and the actions that they are or aren't taking on behalf of causes they really believe in their community. Because I think you'd find that contrary to maybe some stereotypes, that a lot of public radio listeners, they're across the board politically and they're very active in their communities.
So
we can all come together on that here.
I tune into NPR every day. You're talking to one of them. I don't presume anything of anyone. I'm just encouraging those that have something to say to go beyond talking about it. It's time to start doing something.
I hear you. I want to let Shira. I have one more question for both you and Shira, but let me give Shira first crack at it. Just to bring us back to the NFL, what impact could this have, if any, on the NFL? Sports and politics are always a volatile mix. What does this moment say?
Well, I think it says, first of all, that, you know, these protests aren't going to let up. It's interesting. It's been estimated that a reported 300 players participated in some way. And prior to that, there had been about 12 or 14 players who had been part of the kneeling. So I think, first of all, it's gathering momentum. And Trump has, instead of tamping it down, kind of galvanized the NFL. And I think the NFL is going to have to do some soul searching. You would like to, you saw owners linking arms with their players. And I would like to see that be one of the outcomes of what's going to happen here, which is some soul searching on the part of the NFL. And as Matt says, to take the talk and turn it into action.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid we're actually out of time with that. Shira Springer, WBR Sports and Society reporter, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And Matt Light, offensive lineman, former offensive lineman with the Patriots, member of 3 Super Bowl championship teams. Matt, thank you so very much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and have a great day.
And listeners, we know we couldn't get a lot of you on the air, but go to our website, radioboston.org, and let us know what you think, or send us a tweet at Radio Boston. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.